But let's talk about this, because this isn't just Mississippi and Texas. There's a push in this area across the country. I'm going to put up two maps for you to take a look at, Doctor. The first one is this week, 16 states, all run by Republican governors across the South and the Midwest and some of the Rocky Mountain states. 16 states all run by Republican governors will either have lifted mask mandates or never had them. And all 50 states, all 50 run by Republican and Democratic governors will be either mostly or partly open for business, and some of them at 100% capacity. Is that, clearly on the mask, you think it's too much too soon. On the opening businesses, are you concerned that that's moving too fast, particularly 100% capacity in gyms and restaurants and bars?
Well, interestingly, Chris, those two things are related. If you keep a mask mandate in place, you'll be able to open more and be more likely to keep it open without risk to people, not just other customers, but the workers there as well. I do worry about restaurants and bars where people may be speaking loudly without masks on. And you really do have to focus. You know, the governor said, well, if you don't want to go into a restaurant where people aren't wearing masks, you can go to a different restaurant. Not if you're the waiter. If you're the waiter, yeah, you can wear a mask, but you're much safer if the customers wear a mask when they're not eating, obviously, and you wear a mask. So mask mandates are a way of preserving our health and our economy.